Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church this morning as we gather to be in worship. And today we gather to worship and to celebrate our God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as the Trinity. It is Holy Trinity Sunday, and it's good for us to be together. This day does not celebrate necessarily a doctrine of the Church. It celebrates instead how it is that we know and experience and feel God in our lives. It's about the relationship that exists as God and the relationship between God and us. I'm glad that you're here. I'm really glad that you're here today. We gather this morning to be in worship and to celebrate the Trinity in unity and the oneness of God. So let us continue our worship by joining together in our gathering song, We Believe. Let us rise and sing together.
In this time of desperation, when all we know is doubt and fear, there is only one foundation. We believe in this broken generation. When all is dark, you help us see. There is only one salvation. We believe, in God the Father, we believe in Jesus Christ, we believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life, we believe in the crucifixion, we believe that He conquered death, we believe in the resurrection, and He's coming back again.
And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Almighty Creator and ever-living God, we worship your glory, eternal three in one, and we praise your power, majestic one in three. Keep us steadfast in this faith, defend us in all adversity, and bring us at last into your presence, where you live in endless joy and love, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
The first lesson begins with the first chapter of Genesis. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be a dome in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." So God made the dome, and separated the waters that were under the dome from the waters that were above the dome. And it was so. God called the dome sky, and there was evening, and there was morning, the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the sky be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the earth put forth vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees of every kind on earth that bear fruit with the seed in it." And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed of every kind, and trees of every kind bearing fruit with the seed in it. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the dome of the sky to separate the day from the night. And let them be for signs," let's try again, "and let them be for signs and for seasons and for the days and the years, and let them be lights in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth. And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light and the day, and the lesser light to rule the night, and the stars. God set them in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth, to rule over day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, Let the waters bring forth swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the dome of the sky. So God created the great sea monsters and every living creature that moves of every kind, with which the waters swarm, and every winged bird of every kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them, saying, Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let the birds multiply on the earth. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, Let the earth bring forth living creatures of every kind, cattle and creeping things and wild animals of the earth of every kind. And it was so. God made the wild animals of the earth of every kind and the cattle of every kind and everything that creeps upon the ground of every kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So God created humankind in his image. Of good, of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. God said, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has breath of life, I have given every green plant for food. And it was so. God saw that everything he made, and indeed it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. So the heavens and the earth were finished, and all their multitude. And on the seventh day, God finished the work that he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all the work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it God rested from all the work that he had done in creation. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The second lesson is from 2 Corinthians. Paul writes, Finally, brothers and sisters, farewell. Put things in order. Listen to my appeal. Agree with one another. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew in the 28th chapter. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age. The Gospel of our Lord. The congregation may be seated. I would love to invite the children to come on forward. Only a little bit. You can listen from there. All right. So I have a really cool word I want to teach you. You know what that one is? How about you guys? None of you speak Hebrew, huh? We read Hebrew from right to left. All right. So that's the beginning. The word is tov. All right, tov, tov. And tov means good, all right? So, you like donuts? Yeah, yeah, donuts are tov, good. They are good, right? So, do you like puppies? Tov, all right, okay? All of those things that we like are tov, they're good. Now, there's another word I want to teach you. There it is, You're still looking at me like, can't read that one either. All right. It's the word ma'od. It's a mouthful, all right, right? But ma'od means very, all right? So if something is tov ma'od, it's very good. Now, if you were listening when Mr. Mullen was reading the creation story, at the end of the day, God was seeing that what he was creating was tov. All right? Light was tov, right? The sky, tov. The seas and the earth, tov. All of the plants growing, tov. It's all good. And at the end, it was tov ma'od. It was very good. And you know what that includes? You. You. And you, you little beauty. We are all created very good. God loves you. From the very beginning of everything, God looks at all of creation and says it is good, and he looks at you, and he looks even at me, and he says you are very good. And then God has spent the rest of the time since creation till now helping us to truly be very good. And so God will stand beside you. God will help you. God will walk with you. God wants to work with you so that we can truly share the love, shine with the light, and be tov me'od, very good. Let's pray. Gracious, holy, and good God, we thank you for all of creation. We thank you for the redemption that comes through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We thank you for creating us very good. Walk beside us and help us to share your light and your love with those around us. We give you thanks for this day, Lord. Amen. Thank you all for being here and for being tov ma'od. May the presence and the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you all, now and always. Amen. We worship one God in Trinity and the Trinity in unity, neither confusing the persons nor dividing the divine being. The deity of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is one, equal in glory, co-eternal in majesty. Those are words from a document we know of as the Athanasian Creed. The Athanasian Creed is the Church's most complete articulation of the Trinity. And in my ministry, I've actually served two congregations whose name were Trinity Lutheran Church. And at both, on Trinity Sunday, we would speak the Athanasian Creed aloud, all 2+ pages worth. I'm not going to do that to you today, all right? The Athanasian Creed was written after the Nicene Creed was finished, and the Nicene Creed took 250 years and a lot of arguments to finish. But the Athanasian Creed tries to give us a handhold as we ponder the mystery and the glory that is Trinity. It goes on and says, what the Father is, the Son is, and so is the Holy Spirit. That's the heart of our understanding of Trinity. God is God. And the isness of God doesn't change between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It doesn't change. And this God is uncreated, infinite, eternal, and almighty. Thus, the Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Spirit is God, and yet there are not three gods. But one God, one God. That's what we celebrate today. One God. That is what we believe in and know. One God. But we also experience God, understand God, and relate to God as Jesus, our Lord and Savior, God the Son, as the Father, Creator, as the Holy Spirit, who daily makes us holy. We see God most clearly on the cross of Jesus, our Redeemer. There we see God's love and mercy and God's care even for the likes of us. We also see God and the wonder of creation that the Father has set in motion, from the rising of the sun to the movements of winds and tides, from the growing of crops to growing children and even growing adults every now and again. Every day we wake up to the gift of creation again and again, and we walk into a world that God made good, very good. But we also see God in the direction our lives take as we forgive one another and as we follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, as the Spirit enters our lives every day, whispering in our ear and filling our sails with that wind from God, leading us to discover neighbors and others who need God's love in their lives. It is one God we worship. And this God stands beside us and relates to us as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This God relates to us as Trinity, as we have need, and as the world around us has need. The Creed continues, "Thus there is one Father, not three fathers, one Son, not three sons, one Holy Spirit, not three spirits. And in this Trinity, no one is before or after, greater or less than the other. But all three persons are in themselves co-eternal and co-equal. And so we must worship the Trinity in unity and the one God in three persons." And so today, Trinity Sunday, we get to do just that. We celebrate the depth of love shown in the cross and resurrection of Jesus the Son. We celebrate the daily influx of grace and mercy that comes through the Holy Spirit. But today we also get to celebrate the creative impulse of God our Father in that first creation story we heard from Genesis, watching the Father work with the Son and the Holy Spirit to make all of creation and all of us good, very good. Tov me'od. You see, that is the Father's pronouncement over all creation, God's pronouncement over all creation. From light to seas and skies and land, from sun, moon, and stars to birds and fish and creeping things, it is all good. God then created humanity. God creates humanity in God's own image, that is, made to be in relationship as God shows us relationship. And God looks at us and calls us good, very good. And so we hear this creation story again today, and we watch as the creative impulse of God the Father, following the movement from that wind from God or the Spirit of God as it moved in all. And then the Father used the Word, the divine Word, the Word that would eventually become flesh and live among us to bring creation to be. And then God sees all creation is good. Our great triune God has spent all the time since creation faithfully aiding us so that we might truly be tov me'od, very good. After the fall and humanity's sin, God remained faithful, loving us, leading us, and guiding us. After the flood and the tower, God remained faithful, loving us, leading us, and guiding us. And then God chose Abraham and Sarah and made covenants and promises with his family and the human family, and God remained faithful, loving us, leading us, and guiding us. Throughout the Old Testament, God remains faithful, loving us as our Creator, leading us as the Word, and guiding us as the Spirit. From Egypt to the Promised Land, from the Israel of David to exile in Babylon and back, the peace of the Father, the grace of the Son, the communion of the Holy Spirit is found wherever we look. But then in the life of Jesus, heaven and earth came together, and the redemption that was promised is ours. The sanctification of the Holy Spirit is ours. And every day we tread upon the good creation of the Father that was given to us all. In our gospel reading today, Jesus gives the disciples and all of us our mission. Jesus says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." We are called to go into the world around us, bringing the life and care, the love and well-meaning that we receive, the suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus our Lord. We're called to bring that to the people around us. And as we bring that love, we are called to baptize, to bring them into God's family, to help them recognize God's love in their own lives. And we are called to invite them into that reality using the full reality of God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Creator, Redeemer, Sanctifier. It's all there. You don't have to do that with words, because sometimes words can be confusing and other times words can be amazing. But we are always encouraged to share how it is that we meet God in all the wonder and mystery of the Trinity. Recently, I was asked to write a Your Pastor Speaks column for the Sydney paper here. And I wrote about lilacs, my absolute favorite. And I wrote about their fragrance, which is, of course, the reason they're my favorite. And I wrote about the moment that we catch that fragrance on the breeze. Bliss. But you see, that moment right there, to me, is an amazing parable about our good and gracious triune God and our calling to follow. The blessing of creation comes through the lilacs, and they carry the fragrance of God's love, which for us now came first in Jesus, and now we get to bring that fragrance with us as we ride the Spirit's breeze and bring grace to all the people we can. Lilacs, fragrance, breeze. Help us to see and recognize and share the truth of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. However you do that, however you share God's love in Jesus Christ, however the Spirit moves you, may we celebrate the mystery as we worship the Trinity and then go into the world around us in love. Amen. As I said, I'm not going to now make us speak together the words of the Athanasian Creed. Instead, let us celebrate our faith by joining together in the words of the Nicene Creed. Let us rise. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made. Of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Trusting in God's abundant mercy, let us offer our prayers for a world in need. Holy Three, Holy One, you call the church to make disciples of all nations. Encourage bishops, pastors, and deacons in their proclamation of the gospel, and direct all the baptized into lives of humble service. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Holy Three, Holy One, you spoke creation into being and called it good. Protect lands and waters threatened by misuse and sustain living creatures of every kind, wild animals, birds, fish, and every creeping thing. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Holy Three, Holy One, you have given humankind authority over the earth. Raise up leaders who listen earnestly, speak honestly, and govern thoughtfully. Heal divisions between nations that we might agree with one another and live in peace. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Holy Three, Holy One, you promise to be with us always to the end of the age. Surround those most in need of your healing presence, any who are lonely, all who are grieving, and those who are sick. We pray especially for these known to us who need your wholeness and health. We pray for Sharon, Sharla, Kristen, Nick, Judith, and Rhonda. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Holy Three, Holy One, you set the earth on its axis and we experience the seasons. Strengthen those enduring challenges this summer, those who suffer in the heat, and children experiencing food insecurity outside of school. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Holy Three, Holy One, you give rest when our work is done. We give thanks for all the saints who now rest in you, confident in the promise of resurrection life in the age to come. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Receive our prayers and answer us, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us, pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the Lord grant that we see what needs to be seen and do what needs to be done. May the Lord bless and protect you all. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you all with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I hope your week is filled with blessings as you go into the world with hope.
To make God's vision our mission.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
All the earth.